There is a pasuk in this week's parsha, Parak Lamed Chet, pasuk Chaf Beis. Pasuk says, "Ubetzalo ben Uri ben Chur l'matei Yehuda, Betzalo ben Uri ben Chur l'matei Shevet Yehuda." Moses, Kol Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. He did everything that Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to do. Again, the pasuk is that Betzalo ben Uri ben Chur l'matei Yehuda. Also, it's Kol Asher Tziva Hashem es Moshe. He did everything that Hashem commanded Moshe to do. Says Rashi, Asher Tziva Oso Moshe. In Ksivkan, that Moshe commanded him to do, meaning that Moshe said directly to Bezalel, that's not what it says. Elakol asher tziva Hashem as Moshe. Whether he did everything God commanded Moshe, whether Moshe told him to do it or not, he did everything. Says Rashi, Afilu dvarim shelo amar lo rabo. Even things that Moshe Rabbeinu did not say a thing. His schema daito lamasha nemar lamosha b'sinai. His mind had already grasped what was told to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Ki Moshe tziva lebetzalel lasos chila kelim ba'akav mishkan. Moshe commanded Bezalel that he should make the kelim first and then the mishkan. And that's Parshas Truma. In Parshas Truma we have the kelim, the aron, the shulchan, the menorah, and then eventually it led to the Mishkan itself. But the Kalim were first and then the Mishkan. Amar lo Bitzal. Bitzal said to him, Minaga olam, lasos tchila bayis, v'yaka meisim b'kalim b'socho. The minaga of the world is you first make a house and then you bring in the Kalim. If you make the Kalim first, where are you going to put them? There's no house to put them in. Amar lo, said Moshe Rabbeinu, kach shamati mipi HaKadosh Baruch. Now those words take a lot of work to figure out. In simple pshat, so I heard from HaKadosh Baruch. What you just said is what God told me to do. That's what I heard. Meaning you're right, Bezalel. That's what I heard. I heard make the house first, make the Mishkan first, and then the Kalim. Amar lo Moshe. Moshe said to him again, Bezalel El or Bezalel El Hayisa. You must have been in the shadow of God. Without a doubt, this is the way Hashem commanded me to do it. And that's what they did. Hamishkan tchila, v'akav asakim. The first thing to be made was the Mishkan, and then the Kalim, and that's the order in this week's parsha where we go through the Mishkan, and then we go through the Kalim individually. So again, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something, but Saul said maybe it should be the opposite, it makes sense that it would be the opposite, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're right, that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. What's going on here? I'm going to ask four questions. Number one, why would you question what Moshe Rabbeinu tells you to do? Who gave Bezalel the right to go against what Moshe Rabbeinu said? Even if your logic may be a defining logic and it's something important, and it makes sense the way that you're saying it. If Moshe Rabbeinu said it, doesn't that make it a gzeiras hakasuv? Why would you think you were allowed to say something different? Then number two, why would Moshe Rabbeinu have switched around the language told to him by God? Moshe Rabbeinu told him, "Kach tziva li HaKadosh Baruch Hu." You're right. That's the way Hashem said it. That's what he said to Bezalel. So why did Moshe switch it around? Did Moshe forget Chas V'Shalom? He told it over to Bezalel and he said it in the opposite order. Did he do it on purpose to try to trick Bezalel? Why would Moshe Rabbeinu have switched around the lashon at all? Number three. Let's say it's a gzeiras hakasuv. Does the Svara ever defeat a gzeiras hakasuv? If Moshe Rabbeinu heard it the other way, listen, God told me that it should really be this way, but you know what? You make a lot of sense. Let's go with you. If that's the other way of reading the Rashi, then when does a Svara ever beat a gzeiras hakasuv? Moshe Rabbeinu is told one thing. It doesn't matter what they were thinking or what their logic is. If the Torah says one way, we can't go against that. And number four, in the end, it makes no sense. None of it makes any sense. They did make the Mishkan first, and then they made the Kalim. And then they left the Kalim out, because the Mishkan wasn't made. They had all the boards ready, they had the sockets ready, but the Mishkan was created, it was ready on Chatei Kislev, on Hanukkah. It wasn't put up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The whole Svara was, why would you make Kalim if you have nowhere to put them? So you're right, make the Mishkan first and then the Kalim. But they didn't make the Mishkan until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So I don't understand, what were the Kalim doing? The whole Svara is off. You're going to leave them for 4 months without a bias to put them in. So it doesn't matter which one you make first. You can make the Aron first, you can make the Shulchan first, you can make the Menorah first. You'll have the same problem that you're not making the Mishkan until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So I don't understand, what was the pshat over here that Bezalel was saying that Moshe was so impressed with? He said, Bezalel Yisa. But in the end, it makes no sense. That's not what they did. So what does that mean? Where are we going over here? So I don't know if we're going to be able to answer all these questions. The Mefarshei Rashi go into this. The Maskil of David, the Be'er Hasadeh, the Gur Aryeh, the Mizrahi. Everybody answers around these questions. The Ksav Sofer actually has 9 answers to this question to try to understand this. 9 different answers in different Sfarim to be able to figure out what this means. I think there's a lesson here that's completely not written in the text that has to be thought about outside of the realm of Bezalel and Moshe Rabbeinu in order to understand what's going on. And I think that lesson can affect us greatly. To do that, we have to understand who Moshe Rabbeinu was. Moshe's shita in life, his way of living, and what he did his entire life was something called Naseh V'Nishma. He did it his entire life. He went through things before thinking about them and before trying to fully understand what was going to be done. It was Naseh V'Nishma. There may be individual situations where he did something a little bit different, but his shita throughout life was doing that. And I'll give examples. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw a child being used as a brick in the wall of Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, why are you destroying this child? What did this child do? To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Moshe, I'm getting rid of the thorns of the nation. The worst people of the nation I'm getting rid of now. But if you don't trust me, you can try to take the brick out. Moshe Rabbeinu did take the brick out. That child ended up becoming Micha, the famous Petel Micha, mentioned at the end of Shoftim, the one that threw Ali Shur, the little petek, in by the Eagle Azov. That was Micha. He was Nismaech Bebinyan. He was crushed in the Binyan. Moshe Rabbeinu saw 2 children being thrown inside the Yamsuf from the Mitzrayim. He saw 2 children being thrown in, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, why are you drowning these children? And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Moshe, I'm getting rid of the thorns in Klal Yisrael, but if you don't trust me, try it. And he took the 2 children out, and that was Dasan and Aviram. Dasan and Aviram that came out. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to accept the Erev Rav, you can. I'm suggesting, I assume this is not the best thing for Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu did. He took out the Erev Rav. He grabbed them and he said, it's worth it for us to have. He sent out the Meraglim, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it might not be the best thing for you. See, here's what Moshe Rabbeinu is. Atu Yira Milsa Zutrasihi, says the Gemara, Brachos Lamed Beis, is Yira such an easy thing? And the Gemara says, yeah, in Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasihi. It's a very easy thing for a guy like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was on a level of Yira. And by Yira, I don't mean fear. I mean awe of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was on a level where he held, and this is his shita in life, that people just needed to hear Torah. They needed to hear a little bit. They needed to just listen to these words of the Torah, listen to the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just see what the Torah is all about. And immediately they'll be affected to that point where they're going to change their whole lives. Everything will be different, says Moshe Rabbeinu. He had such trust in what, or I don't say trust, belief that what the Torah said was 100%, it would affect your entire life. He was willing to take out a Micha, a Dasan Aviram, an Erev Rav. He's willing to take them out from where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't know, these guys don't have the best futures in front of them. And said, what do you mean they don't have the best futures in front of them? They have the Torah. They're going to be given mitzvahs. Wait, of course they're going to be great. It was almost like a naivete on Moshe Rabbeinu's part, but a different type of naivete. A naivete was something behind it, knowing that the Torah has the ability to change a person. And said Moshe Rabbeinu, it will. It will change a person. It will make a person into a totally different person, and that's that. 39 years in the Midbar, Bnei Yisrael did not sin. There was a little bit in the beginning, there was a little bit at the end. But for, I will say, 38 and a half years in the Midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu was right. Bnei Yisrael were on an unbelievably high level. Getting the Torah changed them. It made them completely different from who they are. His level of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, that God is always in front of me, of Koran Or Panav, where he had a light shining forth from his face, made Dor HaMidbor into the greatest generation of all time. Those who were Yotzim Mitzrayim, and those who were Bo'ei La'aretz. They were the greatest generation to have ever lived, sitting and learning in the Anani HaKavod with the man and the Erishol Miriam, sitting and doing nothing else but learning all day, created a generation of almost perfect people. People that were unbelievably kadosh, and people that were beyond anything that we could ever imagine. See, for Moshe Rabbeinu, they were through Moshe Rabbeinu, they were able to reach the apex of what human shlemus could possibly be. He felt that could spread to everyone. He felt that that could go even to those people who have such a hard time finding God. They can, if you see how this works. Hey, come on. He wasn't wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu was right in this. They went from negative 49 level of levels of Tumah, to the 49th level of Kedusha in 50 days. That's, I don't know, two levels a day? It depends on how it works exactly. But going up each day until they got to Shavuos, they had been able to grow from nothing, literally almost destroyed in Mitzrayim, to the point of where they were the perfect human beings, looking at the Kisei HaKavod and seeing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, these are levels that are way beyond any person who has ever lived that wasn't in that generation. Moshe Rabbeinu was right in that way, that the people there were unbelievable. But not everybody is like that. Some people need hachana. And what I mean by hachana is they need to prepare themselves to be a receptacle for greatness. See, a person, if a guy would go to an NCSY Shabbaton, and he'd get up there and he'd tell over a ketzos hachosha, an unbelievable ketzos. A ketzos with the machlokas from the nesivis, in which the ketzos goes back and explains himself in the meshovid nesivis, and then the nesivis explains himself in the nesivis on Shulchan Aruch and goes through and explains what his real machlokas was between the ketzos. And you say over that machlokas and you give a chakira that's so far beyond, it's like a brisker chakira that even the briskers are proud of, and you say it over and you say it to them, most of them will just shrug their shoulders and say, I don't know what you're talking about. There may be one or two kids, but most of them will just be like, I can't listen, I can't hear it. Because sometimes you're just not that receptacle yet. You're not ready to hear it. It might be awesome, and there might be so many people who are affected by it, but there are people who aren't. There are people who go to the Kotel and don't feel a thing. There are people who can see unbelievable amounts of Kedusha. There are people who can live through the Yom Kippur War and what happened then, and can say to themselves, you know, it just happens that way. There are people that can definitely do that, because in order to really truly get it, you may need to be a receptacle, to be making yourself. We don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu around. We're in Legabe Moshe Milsa's Yira Milsa's Utrasihi. We just don't have that anymore. The level that Moshe Rabbeinu considered Bnei Yisrael to be on, which they seem to be on the level. Everyone except for a Micha and a Dothan and Abiram, except for the Erev Rav, and maybe a few exceptions throughout the Midbar. The other people, they were on that level. They were able to get it. They were there. Those people, of course, I mean, we know what Dothan and Abiram said, Einya and Ashima Haim Tinakir, Lo Nale, even if you blind our eyes, we won't be able to go, because they blew it. They couldn't handle what Moshe Rabbeinu was giving them. They weren't ready to prepare themselves, they weren't ready to do anything about it, they couldn't get it, and they were gone. See where I'm going a little bit with this? Let's bring it back now. If that's Moshe Rabbeinu's Shita, except it doesn't always apply by every human being and not by every generation, then I think that the way to understand this machlokas Bezalel and Moshe Rabbeinu is a lot easier. Moshe Rabbeinu said, make the Kalim first, and then make the Mishkan. The Kalim would refer to the Torah that you're injecting inside your body. The Kedusha, you're trying to infuse your whole body with. Your body is the Mishkan. That's the Mishkan that's surrounding. And the Kasha between them was the following. Should you first teach them Torah, and then be making, prepare their bodies to be able to accept that Torah? First, teach them what the Torah is. And then the Mela, they will change their whole lives, their soul, their whole essences, their beings, in order to create a new being to be even more Kadosh. Because once they hear that Torah, they'll want to change. Or should it be the opposite? Should you change your whole life? Be mechin yourself, prepare yourself, and then learn the Torah. Which one is the better way to be able to understand it? That's the machlokas. Moshe Rabbeinu said it's better to prepare the kalim first, get the Torah first, and then make the Mishkan. Well, Bezalel said that's not the derech olam. Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe that'll work for you, maybe that'll work for the people that are surrounding you, but the derech olam is not that way. The derech olam is to be able to make first the Mishkan, and then make the kalim. You have to have a person who's going to be able to accept it, a person who can understand it, and then only then can you add in the Kedusha, and then you hope that the Kedusha has a receptacle, something available for it to be able to be there. That's the concept that Moshe Rabbeinu and Betzalel were arguing about. And that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't wrong when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the opposite originally, that it should be Mishkan and then Kelim. And that's Kach Shamati. Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's what I heard. I heard like what you said, Betzalel. He was saying, but my Shita is not that way. What he was saying to Betzalel is, I want it to be the other way because this generation can understand it better this way. To which Betzalel said, but that's not what everybody can do. Maybe there are other people that are different. Maybe there are other people that are not that way. To which Moshe Rabbeinu said, Betzalel, you heard like God. Your way is the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. But my Shita of Nasav and Ishma, of sort of doing things and getting it down first, it's not exactly the same. And I hold this way. I've held this way my whole life. I've done things my whole life for it. Who's to say that Moshe Rabbeinu is wrong about accepting Micha? If we would go back in time, and should Moshe Rabbeinu have let Micha die? Should Moshe Rabbeinu have let Dustin and Aviram die? Should Moshe Rabbeinu have not let the Arab Rav out? Was that a chait on Moshe Rabbeinu's part? It's Moshe Rabbeinu's decision. But in the end, is it a chait? No. This is his shita. This is how he held throughout life. He gave them the abilities to, and even though some of it may have bit him in the end, it's not something that's considered a chait on Moshe Rabbeinu's part. I don't remember seeing, maybe there is, a place that says that this is considered a chait that Moshe Rabbeinu did for accepting them, which means that in the end, he followed his shita, he went all the way through. So what happened? Now, we can answer some of these questions. At the end of the day, when you ask, why would you question what Moshe Rabbeinu tells you? He understood there was something wrong here. Though Moshe Rabbeinu told it to him, he understood there's something behind this, because this is not what Moshe Rabbeinu heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe there was a difference. Moshe Rabbeinu kept saying, this is what God told me, this is what God told me, this is what God told me, and here he said, make the Kelim first and then the Mishkan. And Betzalel understood from that, that there's something wrong here. There's something wrong, that it's not the way that I expected it. So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu, isn't it the other way? Moshe Rabbeinu said to him and said, that's what I heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's true. But my way of looking at things is a little bit different to be able to go the other way. That's not a Svara versus a Gezeiras HaKasuv. The Gezeiras HaKasuv was like what Betzalel said. The Svara was what Moshe Rabbeinu said. In the end, Moshe Rabbeinu was right. The Mishkan wasn't made yet. The Kelim stood out on their own. They had the Torah before the Guf. For that generation, the Torah was given to them before they had the proper Guf to accept it. Yeah, that can result in an Egel Azov. That can possibly result in an Egel Azov. But it could result in greatness from the part of the people that are involved over here. But nowadays, I don't think there's a question. We have a lot of Betzalels around. We have a lot of people that need the Kelim and the Hachana to be able to get to the point of where the Kedusha can affect you and do something to you. In Musar Seder, depending on what you're learning and who you're learning with, it's sometimes hard to actualize what you've been learning and put it into your everyday life. You can hear a line about Hashkafa, and you can hear a line about Gaiva, or Kas, or Kina, or any of the bad Midos, but it's very hard to actualize it and put it into effect. And to be honest with you, you can't even really give examples in a general form or term to be able to say to everybody, here's what you need to do. Because the truth is, everybody's different. Everybody is different. I can't tell you Eitza for Gaiva, because my Gaiva is completely different from your Gaiva. I can give you a general idea of what Gaiva is and tell you how you should stay away from it and things like that, but it's kind of hard to be able to tell a person what they need to do personally to be able to get it. See, it's not about the Musar Seder, per se. It's more about the thinking that you should be doing, whether it's cheshbon nefesh before you go to sleep at night for a couple minutes, or it's a little bit of time sometime during the day where something's up, your chavrusas went to the washroom or went to go get a coffee, and you're sitting by yourself. You spend 2 or 3 minutes and you wonder to yourself, what can I do to make myself a little bit better? What can I do? What's something that I need to work on, or something that I can work on immediately, right now, in order to become that receptacle that will accept Kedusha? You're not getting a Rashi, you're not understanding a Tosfos, you're looking at it and it just seems blank to you, like it's not there. So, what's something that you need to work on? Sit there and say, there's something that I have to work on, and if I work on it, then maybe I'll become a better receptacle. You know, there's a famous Arizal that says that the more languages that a person knows, other languages of the world, the less you will understand concepts of Kedusha. So meaning the Ramak, he used to quote, the Moshe Corvadero said, because he knew Latin, it was impossible for him to understand a certain lashon of the Zohar. Because he knew Latin. So we're already one down. I mean, I don't know, I haven't checked your English classes yet, but I'm assuming we mostly know English. I mean, I think English is, by us, either a first or second language. So we're down one. And I'm not telling you you shouldn't take Spanish, although I don't think we offer it. It could be, I don't know, maybe there is something that I just don't know about. But there's something there to make yourself a receptacle, not a receptacle where something else is around, but a receptacle for Kedusha. Receptacle for Kedusha, to allow yourself to be able to get it, to be able to open yourself up. I think that's what Bezalel was trying to tell Moshe Rabbeinu, and I think that's what Bezalel is trying to give as his lesson from the Mishkan itself. While Moshe Rabbeinu's lesson is gone with Moshe Rabbeinu, is gone with Yira Milsa Zutrasihi. For you, if Yira is Milsa Zutrasihi, it's time for you to become a Rosh Hashiva. Because that's the time for everybody to get up to be able to affect other people. But it's a hard one. You got to be making yourself. You got to prepare yourself. And if you're not prepared for it, well, of course you're not going to get it. What do you expect? What do you expect? So let's work on something. Find something. Find the time. Look at something and say, now I want to work on that. And just remember that the Kalim could have been before the Mishkan, but in the end, it doesn't seem like that's minhag ha'olam. It doesn't seem that it's supposed to be that way. Stop with that, guys. Have a great week.